The air chilled Nadia to her core. She ran down a dark passageway into the deepest part of the castle. A single torch on each wall cast a pale, flickering light on the uneven, damp stones. Was it only last night they had held the annual ball? Tears threatened to spill out of her tired eyes. Today, the world was upside down. Several corners later, she found the young queen braced against the wall, breathing heavily and holding her rounded stomach. Nadia squinted in the dim light. Dangling from the queen's other hand were her shoes. The shoes. Clear as a mountain stream. Delicate as a crystal goblet. Legendary as the queen herself.
Those too, she squeaked.
One. You must, so you can find me again.
Nodding, Nadia took one of the delicate slippers.
What if I should fall and break it?
The corners of the queen's lips curved up, pushing dimples into her cheeks, a movement in contrast to the urgency of the day.
You won't. The shoes are made of diamonds.